Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone, and we are live on air at the moment, and I appreciate you being a part of the show. If you would like to call in, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. There's a few people ahead of you. If you'd like to call in, again, that call-in number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and I'll be taking your calls. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come here to share with each other and to just love one another. Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just bless this program today and let me be the vessel that you always use on this program. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for my listeners, as always. Without them, there would be no show. So I appreciate them and just bless them in every area of their lives today. We thank you, and we say namaste, and we say amen. We say hello to the first caller of the show. You're on air with me, the 610. Hello? Hello? Move on to 240. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hello. Hi, how are you
today?
Hi,
how are you? Good. This is Connie from Maryland.
Okay. I can hardly hear you, so I don't know if it's me or...
Can you hear me now?
Or something. I can hear you a little better now. Yeah. Appreciate that.
This is Connie from Maryland.
Yes. Do you have a question?
Do you see changes in employment for me?
I wouldn't see any changes in employment for you until next year, which is not that far off. I can't believe that we're almost at the end of November. So, but I see a change coming. It looks like either it could be late December or the very first part of the year, but I do see you change in employment, yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, is that all?
No, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, all right, I appreciate you calling in today. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. 808, you're on air with me.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I'm good. My name is Lacey. I'm from Arizona. I was wondering, do you see me traveling anytime soon?
Are you planning a trip like next month, December?
Not me, but a friend is, and I was trying to see if I was able, if I'm going to be able to go, if the financial, and if there's an able to go.
Yeah. Financial stuff is always a bummer. We all have that. I know I do. It's like, you know, I want to do this and I don't have the money. So the one thing that I see changing in your life and in my life is we'll have those finances. I feel like people are going to be blessed more financially next year than they've ever have been. So that's something to look forward to. But I don't see a trip for you until next year.
Okay.
Yeah, and it looks like to me it would be a good venture. You just need to relax a little bit. Does that make sense to you? I feel like that you're wound up like a top a little bit.
Okay, a little bit. I'm always all over the place, so it does.
Right. Yeah, and I see that calming down for you. I look at your life, I can see like December is going to be a good year for you. Everything's going to calm down for you and you won't have such a moat, have a whole bunch of stuff to worry about.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
computer's acting all weird at the moment. So, 818, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Thank you, Michael. I'm Diane. And I there's a gentleman that has been in and out of my life for years. And he cruised back in. I think we're just a friend relationship. You know, I always, though, when he comes around, I feel more than a friend, even if I don't see him for 3 months. And I'm wondering what you pick up, if anything.
Okay. Have you guys dated before?
Oh, yes. We were in a committed relationship. Well, I thought we were committed, but we were together, yes.
Okay. Because I get that he's coming back. So, and I wouldn't see this until it looks like about February, where things with him would be changing. Because he needs to calm down a little bit and get settled. And I believe that, you know, I believe what I'm seeing is that you guys are soulmates. So I believe he'll come back to you. Looks like I said, about the first of the year.
Is he involved with someone else? Is there a possibility he's been in another relationship?
There is a possibility he's been in a relationship, yeah. Because
okay.
I see another woman involved in this.
I felt that too. I did. But
yeah.
I don't know, is it completely over? So that's why maybe he's a little bit, I don't know. I don't know what he is really, Michael. I'm afraid to trust what it is. So you're confirming what I was sensing, which is good. So I'll just be cool and see what happens at the beginning of the year, which is like you said, I can't believe it's going to be here so soon.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
hopefully
I appreciate
July,
it.
It will be a new year.
What? Okay. Sounds good.
But I see late January or February for this relationship to go anywhere.
Okay. You know, I went to a class reunion, and there was someone that, believe it or not, I was pretty interested in. But, and when you said, you know, have I been with this other person, and I haven't before, and it was interesting that I had a little spark for him. Do you see that progressing?
You have a lot of possibilities coming your way in January. You know, you'll have, you know, this relationship and then this other relationship. But I do see, like, a spark coming your way.
God bless you. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. If you would like to call into the show, you can do so by calling me. I get rid of this. I can't include box on top of the number. I'll give you the number of the show. It is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and go to 512. You're on air with me.
Yes, this is Sue. And I have a question in terms of my career. I am looking for new opportunities, and I want to see what you're picking up.
Okay. I see something coming your way in December. Looks like about mid-December you're going to have an offer for a different job. And this is not just going to be a job. This is going to be something that you really want to do and will be your focus.
There's a position that's currently in my section that's for supervising, but I don't think I want to apply for it. I'm just not feeling that energy.
Yeah, I don't feel that either at this moment. That doesn't mean that you would be promoted later on, you know, in next year. But I don't see that. You're going with your own intuition, and that's what I always tell people.
Okay.
You know, everybody's intuitive. Everybody can do what
sure.
I'm doing. We just have to unlock it. And if you're feeling no, then I would say no on that.
Do you also sense that I have an important meeting this coming week? Do you sense that that meeting is going career-wise with my my job? Do you sense that meeting going well? There's some issues I'm going to bring up.
Yeah, I don't see any problems with that meeting. I see it going well. So.
Okay. Because I've had some. The energy is just very dark where I'm at.
Yeah, we're going about right now. Energies are really, you know, squeezing us a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And, so we're going to feel that off and on until the end of this year.
Okay, but you do see opportunity coming through in the middle of December,
yeah.
Maybe? Okay.
Yeah, I definitely feel something popping out for you. Looks like about mid-December. Before Christmas, you should have a different job.
Oh, that would be nice. Okay, thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, 1-0 again here in a second.
Tranquila.
Hello.
Okay, allá abajo, déjame tranquila. Okay, yo te saco cuando estás allá abajo, yo te lo saco. Tita.
All right. I can't hear that, so let's go to tell you that I have open lines at 347-327-9316, and we have about 17 minutes left on the show, so if you would like to call in, you can do so. If you've been waiting for a while and I haven't got to you, you might blink your number, because I have like 702 and 928. I'm not sure if I can talk to you. If you want to, just press your 1 again. That way I'll know that you want to talk to me. Well, I guess I get to talk. 928, I'm sorry. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi.
How
are you today?
I'm doing good.
Oh, it's fair and partly cloudy. Chance of showers.
I know. We don't have any showers yet where I live, but
that's good.
One of those
unless
things.
You need them.
Yeah. How can I help you today?
Well, I was just wondering, my spirit guides would like me to know
okay.
about my future.
All right. Let me see if I can tap into this. What is your first name again?
Sue.
Sue. Okay, thank you. They're telling me patience. I don't know if you're dealing with a situation that you're losing patience with or something like that, but I keep hearing patience. That what you're asking for is on its way. So.
What I'm asking for is not for me?
No, it's on its way.
Oh, okay.
Meaning that whatever you've been asking for, you're going to get. I feel like, and I could be wrong on this, but I feel like the last 3 months have been really hard on you. Is that true?
Yes. My whole life really has been very hard on me.
Right. Yeah, but I just feel like the last 3 months you really have struggled with your spirituality and stuff like that. But I feel like that's going to change for you as you go in. As you go into December, I feel like that there's going to be a release, a break for you. So things are going to start flowing more for you. I feel like also
wonderful.
I feel like your financial situation has brought a lot of stress upon you, and I feel that stress being relieved as you go into December. I feel like December, January, and February. December, January, and February for you are awesome months where you're just going to be relaxing. You're not going to have as much stress and things like that. So I just feel like that those 3 months are going to be where you're just going to feel peaceful and at rest.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. So.
Wow. So is there anything in particular they want me to do?
Just be patient as you wait upon Spirit to move in your life. A lot of times we get antsy and we want Spirit to move faster than it does. And
yes.
It's always working for us on our behalf. So the one thing goes back to patience, as I said earlier. You know, I feel like that's the message, is you just need to be patient. And as you wait upon these changes that are coming. I also feel like trip is out there for you. Looks like about February where you might have a trip.
So. Oh. Okay. Well, I'm planning on moving.
Probably.
Oh, I'm planning on moving to the coast.
Yeah, because I see water around you, so.
I love water. Water is life.
Yeah, it is. So this is going to be a good move for you. I don't see any problems.
Wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Two, if I've talked to you, could you please press your 1 for me? I'm not sure. 617, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hello. Is Michael?
How can I help? Yes.
Hi, Michael. How are you? So good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been off air for a little bit. And I'm
you okay,
to get
honey?
Back on air.
Are you all right? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just haven't seen you. Just a little worried. So I'm glad to see you. Well, actually hear you.
Yeah.
It's good. It's very good.
Is.
Very good.
Okay,
bless
you,
honey. I would love a general, please.
Okay. Let me get your name. Could you say your name for me, please?
It's Karen.
Karen. Okay, thank you.
Why do I feel like I want to cry for some reason?
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. It's like,
I feel like I want to cry with you.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that you have a big heart, and, you know, the empathy that you have for other people can be overwhelming at times.
Yes.
But the one thing that Spirit's telling me to tell you is it's on its way. I don't know what that is.
Good. So, good.
There's like, you know, I feel like as everybody goes into December, I feel like as we go out of this year into a new year, I really feel like that things are going to break free for us.
Yes.
And,
amen.
And what they're telling me is that you need to use your abilities that you have to help others.
Yes. Amen.
That makes sense.
Amen. Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Just continue to pray for me would be good.
Okay, honey. Okay, because I feel very emotional with you right now.
Right.
Very.
Right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I've been just dealing with some depression.
Oh, honey. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
No, okay.
Oh,
yeah, things will get
I'm sorry.
Better.
I'm definitely gonna pray for you, Michael. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Right.
You've helped so many people. You've helped so many people. You've helped me.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Things are getting better for me, so we all have those things in our lives that sometimes we overwhelm us, and you know we don't know I'm human too, so sometimes
absolutely.
I forget, you know, forget what we're supposed to be doing and white lighting ourselves.
Amen.
And really
amen.
Ourselves. And,
amen.
You know, have those roots go deep into the earth. So, but I do appreciate you calling in today.
Okay, Michael. I'm going to pray for you, okay?
Yeah, you can go ahead and pray for me if you want. Open lines at the moment. So call into the program. It is the call-in number is 347-327-9316. One thing I want to talk about. You know, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I got about, okay, hold on, I have another caller I haven't talked to. 702. Hello, have I talked to you already?
Michael? Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. It's Rose, but my phone is so goofy today, I don't know whether I'm on speaker or not.
Right. It's
can you hear me okay?
One of those days. Yeah, I can hear you okay.
Yeah, a lot of energy, huh? How do you see this new job for me?
I see it going well.
You do?
Yeah. I feel like you're a little nervous about it. You know, there's
yeah,
because like,
it's totally unknown, you know?
Yeah. But I feel like that things will be better for you in this new job. You know, there's going to be some obstacles. I keep seeing obstacles in the way. But I think that's just your own fears and stuff like that popping up right now. But I feel like that this job is going to give you stability in the next, you know, as long as you work there, you're going to be more stable.
I'm just wondering if the obstacles are going to be at work or my commute there and back, because right now it's 2 hours each way for me.
Yeah, I feel like the commute for you is a challenge.
It is. It's a lot, you know.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like you can do it. I just feel like, you know, right now you just have this fear around you. Did you make the right decision and stuff like that? And I feel like that you're saying that you made the right decision. You just got to hang in there a little bit.
Thank you, because that's what I tell myself every morning and every night, is it's going to be worth it. Just get through this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Because
I think
it's
the
job.
Energy's better. It is.
Yeah. Yeah, and, well, we're all... I mean, everybody's underneath this new energy that are pressing on us right now. And so we just have to be careful. And like the last caller that called in, And we have to remember that we all work together, and that's what I believe Spirit wants to do in our lives, is for us all to be helping one another. You know, when we see somebody in need, you know, that we help out. You know, if it's nothing but, you know, a hello and a smile, we don't know how long those, how much that could change somebody's life. So I'll have
to work
towards that goal.
Really true. And you know what, that now that I'm busing it again, you know, longer, you see so much stuff. I mean, something just as simple as offering your seat to someone, you know, or helping them with their groceries down or something.
Right.
Makes a huge difference.
That's what we have to do. And I believe that, you know, people need each other, and working together is what's going to change our planet. We all unite, focus on one thing, going to change things.
So. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's so good to hear you back on the air. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'll talk to you later on.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I said happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I can't believe that Thanksgiving's already here.
I know. Didn't we just do this?
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today. I said, at the end of November, where did the year go?
Yeah, it went fast for me too, you know, except for at the beginning when I was really struggling. But from May on, it was just like, where'd it go? What happened?
Right.
Yeah. Crazy.
Things are going to get better for you, so just hang in there.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Really, I do. And I still feel like things are going to, you know, be better with you, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I can feel change happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
It's there. Okay, thank you again, Michael.
You're welcome. All right, I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
Okay, we're about off air. We got about 90 seconds to tell you a website address if you would like to set up a full reading with me. The website address is www.insightswithmichael. There's an S behind insight. So it's insightswithmichael.net. www.insightswithmichael.net is our website address. I'm still working on that site, so things are going to be slowly appearing over there, but that's our website address. If you would like to Twitter with me, you can do that. Follow the tweets, and those are right on our main page of our website, so you can click on that and follow me over on Twitter. So I can't believe that 30 minutes have come and gone, and it's time to say goodbye. So, you know, one thing that I would tell you is, hold on, we do have another call. So, you're calling in on a Skype phone. I'll try to get you on air with me. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on air. We got about 10 minutes.
I just wanted to know what's next.
Some of the exciting things are coming your way. A magical period is going to be coming your way as you go into January. I really feel like that January is that turnaround month for you, where you're really going to start doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is helping other people and things like that. Do you do any volunteer work?
I do.
Okay, because I see like volunteer work with you. I really feel like that you really care about people, and that's a passion for you. So that's a good thing, and I appreciate you helping other people. But
I appreciate you as well.
I see more volunteer work for you.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cool. All right. We're off air at the moment, so so this is archived, people listening now. So there's more to the show, so don't forget that. You know, I just want to say that I love you and appreciate you. And we'll be on air again next weekend sometime. So I'm only doing one show a week. I know that our website says 4 p.m. 7 days a week, but I'm having technical issues at my house with my computer, so that's not going to work out. So we'll be on next weekend. You guys have a nice Thanksgiving. And, you know, one thing that Spirit has been talking to me about is an attitude of gratitude. You know, we need to be appreciating what we have, because a lot of people don't have what we have. You know, there's a lot of people on our planet that don't have food, don't have a place to stay. And, you know, I feel sorry for people like in New York area where they got like feet of snow, a lot of snow, and they're struggling. So you might want to remember them in prayer and just let Spirit bless them. They have a lot of snow on their roofs, and a lot of them were stressing out about what to do with all the snow that's on top of their houses. So just be blessed and work with one another. So I'm going to say goodbye to you right now, but I appreciate you listening today, and hopefully you got something out of the program. I'll talk to you later. Bye.